Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Miss your thing in the moment.
If you got a big...
We won't stop either. Yeah, you have to stop us. So.
Alright, that is the sound of the one and only intro to the show, the beatbox edition of Canberra Metalheads.
Deprivation.
I'm so glad I got you on your own channel for that one.
I was pointing the mic wrong way, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good, boys. Yeah, so this is the boys from Deprivation have the whole band all jammed into the green room here in the basement. You see all of our white fucking legs and one set of jeans there.
And well, you don't want to see his legs because he's got the whitest legs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Office legs.
Yeah. Office legs. It's like Office Works, but just legs.
Jesse, your legs are ready.
Office legs, the legs. Back on home soil after being at Wacken. In Germany at the start of the it's been August. 2 months now. Finally on the show. I planned it with Ben. I was like, when you guys get back, I don't want to hear stories unless it's on the podcast. So we're all here, ready.
We saved all the stories.
Exactly, yeah.
And we're on time.
Exactly, the time is now nearly 7 o'clock. I'm going to put a little screenshot up here. You guys are probably going to see it. And it's a message from Ben. 4 o'clock. Sounds good. See you then. It's fucking 7.
3 hours later.
But because of that, I get to, at the end, I'm going to have a little clip of you guys doing sound check for the viewers. Like, you might get to see Deprivation play, but do you get to see them go, nah, a little bit more in the fallback, please? That's the hidden Easter egg.
Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry. Stuff we don't want you to
so, can you please turn Ben down?
Turn Ben off.
I was so loud, Ben.
What's that, sorry?
I'll be generous. I'll just put in like a clip of the song. We'll leave that in the mystery of the walls of the basement. Back from Wacken, do you have any... First up, just walk us through it. How did you go getting there from start to finish? We'll start with you, Ben. You're the loud one. The front man.
Well, we all travelled individually.
Yeah.
Because it was a short amount of time to get ready and get coin and plane tickets and all that kind of shit. So, I flew to Tokyo, and then to London, and then to Amsterdam, which is where we all met.
You were last to come over too, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, I was a bit of a headache trying to get you through the Amsterdam public transportation.
Where'd you go?
Me?
Yeah, Jesse.
I had probably the longest trip just by a plane. It ended up taking me 45 hours just to get...
Was that like a Wright Brothers plane, dude?
I went from Newcastle to Sydney, Sydney to fucking Singapore, I think.
Yeah,
one of the Asian countries, probably not Singapore. I've forgotten.
Oh,
it's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Singapore to Dubai to London, where we had our flight delayed, like really poorly, where I had to go to a different airport.
Oh.
So a 180-pound taxi later.
Ooh.
Which we got the money back. Which was good, but and then we got it delayed another 3 times there, and then all we needed to do was go from London to Amsterdam. That was all we were trying to do. It's a 45-minute trip on the plane, and we were in London for a day longer than we wanted to, and they lost our luggage.
Oh, shit.
And my base.
Including his base.
Fucking hell.
You were first over.
So did you end up getting it back, or is it just a homeless cunt playing your base?
We got it back 4 days later, and it was fantastic. Like, yeah, God. Everybody was very, very happy, especially me, that I could actually play Wacken. But yeah, there was too much travelling. If you're watching British Airways...
there goes our one viewer. And our sponsorship. Okay, this is brought to you by Qantas because we just lost British Airways. Slightly less corrupt company is now sponsored.
That was on the way back. On the way there, I pretty much did the same as Jesse. I Sydney to Singapore, Singapore, Dubai. Dubai, Amsterdam. I probably seem to have the smoothest.
Yeah,
I don't really remember.
Except that you got a whole red wine spilled on you.
Oh yeah. The first sleep I'd had on the flight. It was from Singapore to Dubai. I was zannied up. It was great. It was first proper sleep I'd had, and then I get woken up to like, I think I might have peed myself on a plane, and I'm like, oh god, and then this is like guy shaking me like, oh man, I'm really, really sorry. And then it's like, what smells like red wine? Oh, I'm sitting in a puddle of red wine. Great. I managed to get some awesome silk pajamas off of Emirates Airlines, so that's pretty cool. I'm still using them.
Fuck
to this day, so that's pretty right. But
you walk around like a fucking Babylonian prince.
Literally, it's so flowy, and I need a wind. I need a fan behind me at all times just to blow it. Like it's like
someone going.
You look like you got your tax return.
Yeah,
good man. That's fucking mad.
But yeah, I was that was pretty cool. And then free balling all the way to Amsterdam basically so I could get my luggage. So that was
free balling.
Yeah, and smelled like red wine through Dubai, so I was like kinda half scared. So I'm like, oh, like it smells like booze here.
Like red wine.
Yeah, it's like am I gonna get
I've got fucking Shiraz balls.
Yeah. They were a bit dyed red, so that's not anything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you came off that plane with real red nuts. Yeah.
They weren't just chutney this time.
Dan thought he'd be clever and fly from Perth, but that backfired.
Why did it backfire?
Well, because you had to sit on the plane.
We all had to sit on the plane.
Wasn't your plan to go to Melbourne and then Perth and then have a chill and then...
So, I mean, my flight, we're talking a lot about flights.
Yeah.
But anyway, my flight went from Canberra, Melbourne, Perth. I was in Perth for about an hour, just grabbed a fucking beer.
You made it sound so much worse.
And
just hit the mic there.
Went from Perth to London direct. That was a long way, like 17 and a half hours, but I slept for 8 of it. And by the time I woke up, there was like 5 hours of the flight left. I was like, fucking score.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Sounds like you got off okay.
I had a slight, yeah, I definitely, out of everybody, think I got off the best. I had a bit of a delay in London, but other than that, it was fine. It was good.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And Lockie swam there.
I've got a story.
Yep, go on.
I flew Cathay Pacific to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And had a fuck off big layover in Hong Kong for like 10 hours. Not quite 10 hours, but it was like, I got there at like 10 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
So I bought this little pod room in the airport for like $350.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Had a really good sleep, woke up feeling real fucking good, got in the shower, put my spare tank of clothes on the floor for some reason. Got out of the shower and just trod in this fucking big puff of water. The whole room had flooded from the shower that didn't drain properly. So I didn't have any other change of clothes, so I put on these fucking sopping wet fucking long pants, sopping wet shirt, jumper, put my bag on, trucking through Hong Kong Airport. Hong Kong Airport, fucking everyone's looking at me like crazy. And I walk into this only tourist shop that's got any clothes at this time of the morning, because I've like literally got like 45 minutes until I got to board the plane.
Yeah.
And I buy this like shirt that says Honkies on it. bought that for a ridiculous price, and then bought it like a see-through pair of fucking black boxer shorts. Like really cheap, thick material.
Yeah.
Black balls are just like everywhere.
And I was
so comfortable, man. This is gonna be a story, and here it is.
Fuck yes, dude. Dan, you've been on the show before for Emorium, so it's good to have you back for a dep. And this is the first time I've had deprivation on the show, and the first time I think when I first, well, after that fucking airlines fuck up, I don't know. And I remember when I first started Canberra Metalheads, I told Jesse about it, and I was like, oh, well, there's like a, you know, we'll have to get you on, man. But then it just never happened. It was the first time.
Because we lost fucking two members. It was a bit hard.
Yeah, so it was just...
like fucking it all came back around again. So it's good to, yeah, and a perfect reason to as well.
Full band.
Yeah, so and full fuck
I've got an announcement.
Full ball band.
So yeah, that was getting you to Amsterdam. What? How's the rest of the story go? We'll go to Jesse to finish up from Amsterdam to Wacken.
No, we're so from Amsterdam, we needed to go get a RV all the way down, basically at the border of France, but in Belgium, in Menen. We all caught a very early morning train from Amsterdam. All the way through, that was actually pretty cruisy. Nothing really wrong with that until we got to the fucking train station and realised that it was about a 4K hike with all our gear.
So you also fucking didn't give us warning that we were getting off either.
Yeah, it was hot as balls. It was sweaty, hot fucking get there. The lovely people at Mini Tours were awesome.
New sponsor, thank you. We picked them up. 10 minutes, we're back on track. Yeah, yeah.
We're still friends.
We haven't finished the story yet, mate. You might not get the story.
We got more time.
got that. So from Meaden, Locko hopped in the car and in the.
Thank
God. Yeah. Oh, I left him there.
We all got in. Five sleeper. It was pretty cool to be in something, you know, half rock star-y to be in like that tour bus type of thing. Yep. We did have a kitchen and all that, but we on our first fill up.
Yep.
First
petrol stop.
Or diesel stop.
There was a little whoopsie that happened.
No.
We got to explain like pretty thoroughly on where to put the fuel.
What happened?
So it's one of those ones that it's like one of those diesel things that has the AdBlue. So yeah. I'm on the other side of the car filling the AdBlue up. Lachlan, I come around the other side. He's like, hey. Is this where it's supposed to go? And I thought I should have picked it up immediately, but it wasn't the right spot. But we're like, oh, what's fucking going on here? And we probably filled the fucking water tank with at least 2 fucking litres of diesel.
That's the first day. We just picked the fucking thing up.
Luckily someone was listening, eh?
And so we finally put the fuel in the right hole. Yeah. And made our merry way onto Wacken.
But that was it. We're not using the water this week, boys.
No showers.
Lucky we had showers there, because we would have been
in
fucked.
In that back room anyway. In that
oh,
back
fuck,
room.
Dude.
You yeah, stand yeah, in it. Dude. There was no way you were showering.
We worked it out.
Yeah. You can shower. You just got to smell worse than diesel to make up for the diesel. If diesel makes you smell better, then you can shower.
Oh, there goes my shower
windows. So yeah, that was the first little. Oh god,
what a
good start to the tour, mate.
Yeah,
we've completely fucked it.
Jesse
fucking
white knuckling on the steering wheel the entire time.
Oh, and then so when I I've had enough. I've had enough of driving, so it was my turn to drive. As soon as I got in the car, these guys all got fucking drunk as, and I was like, "Well, I can't fucking
that's
do that."
That's the move.
Like, 10%.
You sneaky bastards! All right, but on the autobahn in the wet with car like when heaps of roadworks as well.
Yeah,
this car is huge.
At least you had a spare tank of diesel.
If we ever need it. So yeah, man, I was white knuckling on the autobahn just through all these roadworks. It's fucking pissing down.
You've got
Audis and Lexuses fucking going 200 k's past you. But we also had laughed every time we went past an exit. Osh fart means exit. Oh, God, my Osh fart.
It's such an Aussie thing to do. Go to a different country you're a guest in and pay out their fucking language.
Also, while we're driving to Wacken, we're getting all these messages saying, if you are driving to Wacken, stop. Like, we are not letting any people in. It was like, the whole thing about Wakan is rain or shine, like that's their part, that's part of their logo.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they've already sold 85,000 tickets.
It was so wet that they stopped letting people in. They were almost ready to cancel it. We're like, oh my god, we're fucking almost there. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were like, fuck it.
Artists were always going to be allowed in.
Yes. When we got there.
When we got there,
we got there.
Yeah, artists, you're fine. That was trying to find that shit in the bed for the last fucking.
Yeah. At least it's not your bed.
But we get to the entry. Entry at about what would have been like 11 o'clock or something. It's pretty late, still pissing down, and took a while to kind of figure out where our campground was, which was a bit of a hassle, but yeah, it was so wet.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thanks, man.
It was so wet that we had to get our van pulled in by a tractor. Like I've never been pulled in. Oh, and that's got a story in itself. So after a while, like I was like, fuck it, I'm getting smashed. They're pulling me in by tractor. I'm drinking these 10% fucking Jack cans. So everybody's drunk.
Part of the crew. Yeah.
And then we had to line up for about 3 hours to get in via the tractor.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m.
And, but we needed to get a tow ball, in the front. And we're just like, oh, what the fuck?
Where the fuck is it?
Where is it? And Jared's outside in mud that's like this fucking deep.
We'll give you some photos, Mike.
On his knees, under the car, trying to find this stuff, getting the royal shits. I've never seen anybody getting such dirty knees but you could tell in his face he had the shits.
he was getting us in there, and then
guess where it was? Oh, it was under the seat.
The one person we didn't make move. We woke this cunt up, he was sick as fuck. Ben, move, it might be under your mattress. No, this guy didn't move at all, and it's the fucking toe thing to just squeeze.
Ben had been sleeping on the top bunk in the back of the bus for the last 18 hours.
It was like, get towed in, and I was behind the car, and like I had no control. Like this thing was pulling us. We were sliding to the fucking all over the place.
It's like you're in a tractor beam.
Ridiculously, yes, exactly. We finally get there, and we're like, comedy. Fuck it. It's time for sleep. Next day, it didn't rain as much, but it was still muddy as. But we finally made it to Wagan, and that's the end of the driving to Wagan.
Nicole, God bless her, managed to secure us all a pair of gum boots each as well.
But that first trudge from the van to the
remember the trudge?
25 each.
The first trudge to the main thoroughfare to the office.
We all just went barefoot,
dude. It got to the point where it's like, yeah, all my thongs are broken. Everyone's shoes are broken. This mud is up to my bloody knee. And finally found Nick, and she gave us our gumboots, and we lived in gumboots the whole week.
Yeah, that first morning was when we were supposed to meet all the other bands for the battle, all 30 countries, and we all rock up fucking barefoot with mud up to our fucking knees. Just the Aussies are here.
Yeah.
Everyone else is wearing boots and all clean, and we're covered in shit.
Fuck yeah.
There you
go. Yeah, they're like, oh, here's that fucking. Here's all those criminals we got rid of 200 years ago. They're back with a vengeance. Yeah. So now we're out Wakan. We're going on the journey. What was the next steps? What was it like from there?
I can tell us about the artist village and shit.
Yeah, sure.
That's
really the next step.
So basically, we
signed in as a band and fucking then got introduced to this awesome artist section that basically had everything you'd ever desire.
That was just in the artist section. This is before the VIP section as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting free Red Bulls, free beers.
Yeah, so free massage, free tattoo, fucking free food, free barber. Drinks, free barber, free fucking saunas.
Nice.
Yeah, and
anyone get a tattoo?
We all got tattoos.
Yeah, what'd you get? It's like a matching thing?
Fucking.
We got Brandon.
Yeah.
They're all in different spots.
Except for mine and Ben's.
Fuck yes, dude. That's so cool.
We had to fight.
Mine's
every
course,
day.
So it's okay.
It took us the whole fucking week to organise it.
Yeah. The tattooist wouldn't open till like midday. So you'd get there.
And as soon as
you get to the door and that open, oh, sorry, we've got three of the guys from Megadeth coming. We're not available until this time of day. Come back later.
Yeah.
No, come back later. Oh, look, we're done for the day.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow. Well, can we book in for tomorrow?
No,
you have to just rock up at midday. And we did that every fucking day.
We got there every day and they're like, oh, we're booked. I'm like, how the hell are you booked?
Yeah.
You just opened your
first
doors.
Tattoo and only tattoo.
Yeah.
So I was passionate. I'm like, give me the tattoo.
And then you got it and you're like, I hate tattoos.
So no, take it back. I expected it to hurt and it actually didn't hurt.
Not
at
too
all.
Bad for you.
First tattoo and it didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Right. Get some shading.
Yeah.
This hurt more than that.
Yeah, it's your first tattoo in the best spot to get a tattoo.
Yeah, not in your, like, balls in your
ass. Ah, the old taint tattoo.
Well, you're not going to get your first tattoo on your taint. You'll never get another one. But yeah, so you get the artist village, you see that. And then from there?
Yeah, so
free food.
So
you're sitting there having your lunch and like fucking...
Celebrities. Oh shit, for real.
Yeah, we're having breakfast and who
Jesse,
was it?
Jesse from Killswitch walks past.
Yeah, Matt Heavey.
I remember I'd come through.
Hey, bro, did you say?
Ginger.
Yeah, we were one of the only people to get photos with Steve Harris.
Yeah.
Everyone was in there at some point.
Like we saw, and then Benji from Skindred, Joey Belladonna was there at the Doro.
Holy shit, we saw Steve.
I got a cool story about Joey Belladonna.
I'm wearing this
bright coloured Let's Party Cunts shirt, and Jared's fucking going, oh my god, I want to get a photo with Joey Belladonna, and we're like, yep, I'll fucking take some photos with him. And his wife, it's like, oh my god, I want to take a photo with him, me, and so I got a photo with her just because you like my fucking shirt.
Oh, fuck yes.
We all got to meet the Electric Callboy guys.
Oh, yeah.
They were playing at the same time as when we were playing, but that was, if I got to meet them, I wouldn't care if I didn't get to meet anything else. They were the three people, well, three out of the fucking six that they got on stage.
Yeah.
They were all I wanted to meet. Like, that was my fucking biggest thing, and we got to do it. Which was funny because our filmographer who was there, who was doing all our interviews and
Marjorie,
all that stuff.
Fuck
him,
Marjorie. You're a fucking legend.
We go, oh my god, if we get to meet Electric Callboy, and he's like, oh. Yeah, I'd just go ring Kevin and see where he's at. He's like, what
friends.
The fuck, you know him?
Yeah.
Holy
like, yeah,
shit.
I've been on tour with him. I've been on tour for like the last 2 years with him.
Holy
like,
fuck.
I can't fuck. Of course you know him. And
dude,
of course the Germans know all the Germans.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, yeah, it was such a surreal experience.
It's so crazy to hear that, like, you, like, were hanging out and seeing all these people. Where, like, I only ever hear them on podcasts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, it's nearly like the credits at the end of the movie. You get to see all the fucking things that I've listened to.
One of the cool things just on that point is in the artist village, because we hung out there a lot.
Okay.
Just hanging or going for beers. Because
we didn't have to pay for anything.
We didn't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you're supposed
food,
to pay for
free
stuff.
Booze.
But,
mind you, we were supposed
shout out
to.
Thomas. Yeah, I was just saying.
But we're Aussies.
Yeah, you can just bleep that bit
this.
Out.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you sit there.
Don't worry,
there's
been a lot of bleeps already.
Some of them have gone on their own mission. They're on their, you know, they want to get some food. They want to be left alone. That's fair. So you respect the process. But they're super happy to, like, come and have a photo with you and do the thing. Don't bother them. But we also met, like, Jesse Leach.
Yeah.
Killswitch.
Yeah.
That dude was just so happy to just be a part of whatever we were doing. Had a
what
quick
about
chat.
His biggest
yeah.
chicken
yeah.
his
like,
is
like, oh, you're Australian? Oh, I've got
we'll
check
to
out
him.
My tattoo.
So
it's got a bit, it's got a bin chicken with binnest chickenest.
Yeah.
You skipped the best part though. I love that. But this is the best part we gave him. We brought over.
Oh,
and
oh,
shout out to Clary and Jess for making the little. We had little koalas with
yeah.
deprivation jackets and earrings and stuff with a white D for Depp on the back.
Yeah.
And those were our little gifts to everybody.
And
that
a,
we were
and
giving.
A, and a little tag
and
on their ass.
It was a little swing tag.
And that said, scan me, cunt.
With a little...
I made them.
Yeah, Jesse doesn't do foreplay, he just rubs the clit until they come, and then he's like,
anyway,
fuck yeah.
This, I took a squirt class earlier on these little QR codes. On the other side it says, scan me cunt, and they were super popular, everyone was talking about them, and Jesse was just like, scan me cunt. I fucking love Australians, man.
Yeah,
and, then he showed us his tat, and it's a tattoo of a bin chicken that says the binnest chickenest. And we were just like, you sir, we're already a legend.
Oh, fuck yeah,
I'm
dude.
I'm gonna go show the rest of the band.
He only followed us on Instagram.
That was cool,
and he followed Depp on Instagram.
Yeah.
Retweeted. Instagram shit.
We all fucking had run out of cum by then.
Yeah, we all came a little bit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
There wasn't one musician there that. That were rude.
Everybody's
great.
No. Yeah, that's so cool, man. It's I love that, like, on stage. I love that on stage you're keeping the pace, but in this, fucking Jesse's like meant to be just the bass guitar on stage, you know, just keeping that fucking thing. But in the interview,
the biggest cunt.
In the interview, he's like setting the pace. It's like a switch for real life. He's
I feel like Jesse definitely drives the charge on stage too, to get out of his way.
Yeah, I always
get out of my nice white body.
match our legs for the thing. Yeah, but fucking that's the Artist Village. That's the to that point in the story, and I definitely don't know what I'm going to do with some of that bit in the middle there, how I'm going to edit that, whether I'm going to put that at the end. I don't know how long it's been since the last part of the story and how much of that I'm going to leave.
15 minutes.
Now we get to let's move on to like sound check and playing. Let's get into that part.
There's a lot of sweaty palms. I can guarantee that.
What was that like? Because I know Ben was saying off mic at the start, you had the whole day to get ready for it. So let's kick it off with you're starting to get ready to go up and sound check and set up.
Yeah, so we caught this like shuttle bus, was it?
Sonia picked us up.
She was awesome though, like we rocked up in this van and then got introduced to like the area the stage manager and the area that we were going to be in, and then just became fucking real all of a sudden, I guess. And we kind of all went our separate ways and dealt with the emotions before getting on stage. And
Can I chime in there? Which was a talking point of other judges.
Yeah.
Like just a little later one. Like, oh, it was weird that you guys aren't really a team unit. So yeah, because we've been together for longer than all of those bands that played on stage combined.
15 years plus. We don't need to do a team huddle.
Go, yeah, 1, 2, 3, deprivation. Get fucked, mate.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you before I get on stage.
We don't need to do that though. We've got fucking psychic mind battles going on.
We've all got super anxiety. We don't want to be that close. Yeah.
We get excited like fucking walking down the street.
I made sure to give the basin at least some.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. When you run out of mixer, just use pre-mixers.
We only had a 20-minute set.
Yeah.
All 30 bands, but 20 minutes. So
yeah,
the two stages, we get there and we're backstage. And there's probably like 5 or 6 bands, you know, changing clothes and fucking changing their guitar strings, and everyone's getting pumped, and we're there swigging off a Jager bottle. we weren't
allowed to drink on stage. Yeah. That was a big thing as well. Yeah, that fucks me whole bloody routine.
We always have shots on stage. It's part of our thing. And then we're like, oh, we can't do that now. He's just going to say cunt a lot.
Which he did, and he fucking made. Okay, so I'll chime in from my perspective. I was here in Australia just fucking chilling, and someone posted the live link into like a group chat. I think Nicole put it in the basement staff chat. And I didn't see that until literally you guys were about to get on stage.
Oh, done well there.
So I was laying in bed. It's like 10:30 our time.
Perfect
at night
music.
And I fucking was like literally one last check on my phone before I
call it
for the night. I see the message come through, and I literally was like about to turn the light off. My fiance turned her light off. I left mine on. Put on my fucking noise cancelling like AirPods, and just sat there watching it. I'm watching the band, like the tail end of the band before you guys, and then I just fucking, you guys start up, and I'm like, dude, I'm wearing my Peter Alexander, dude. I'm ready to sleep. And
You bought a ticket to Sleepy Town.
Yeah, I've got fucking Buzz Lightyear on my sleeve. You know, I'm just chilling. But I'm fucking watching you boys play. It's the fucking only time I've ever seen a band that I know on a fucking stage like that from across the fucking world, and I'm moshing like in bed, just fucking like moshing. She's literally like looks at what I'm looking at, and she kind of like watches as well now because I've got her in, like she's watching.
You're working her
I'm just fucking going like I'm stimming, dude. It's like this is my trains, dude. Like I'm fucking like going full autism spectrum on this shit.
She's like, you're not jerking off to deprivation again.
Classic.
So yeah, I'm watching it from there, and man, just to get back to what you're saying before, Jesse, if you didn't see it live, managed to make the whole crowd say cheers, Cardinals.
You said 2,500
more than once.
Cheers.
Yeah.
So fucking once. Good. And was that a pre-planned thing or
I
just
said cheers, Cardinals on stage for the last. I did it when before I joined Depp. I did it when I went over to America in Death, but I did it better over there. I actually realised that Americans aren't so good with the word cunt.
Yeah.
So I had to go, look, this is a term of endearment. Cheers, cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I completely forgot to do the term of endearment part while I was hit walking with all the serious people. Yeah.
But we're
not known for their sense of humour.
Yeah, it works though. Jesse was gearing up to do it in full-on German.
Mm.
Yeah. Had it all rehearsed, but one bloke, well, I'll let you finish the story.
I would,
a gentleman.
I just fucking bumped into this bloody dude watching another band, and he tried to tell a joke to me in German, and I was like, dude, I speak English only. And he was like, oh, okay, and said the joke in German. It said the joke in English, and it was shit. But I was like, oh, yep, I'm about to play. And he was like, oh, yeah, sweet. And I was like, I want to say it in German. And he was like, oh, well, let me hear. And I went, eins, zwei, drei, plus Forza. And he was like,
Forza.
Perfect. But you're not allowed to say that. Like, like Forza is cunt. And you're like, we take that. Like, that's a real harsh term over here. Don't say that. But you can say cunt as much as you want because you're Australian. You get like the free pass for it. Like, all right, sweet. All right, well, I'll do
you
that.
You get the C pass, dude.
I got the C pass hard. And so I couldn't do my eins, zwei, drei, plus Forza.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it was.
You can
perfect.
Do it tonight.
Is it? I will.
Do it tonight. Yeah.
Look at that. Fucking.
But yeah, don't say Forza in the German fucking
setting.
We're just
lucky you met this random person.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you
because he was like,
we might not have done it. We would have got 30 at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So that's a backstory. Stage show, you're up there. What's it like as soon as it kicks off?
Ben, back to you.
I think we were all in the same head. Like, I wasn't nervous.
Nah.
Like, we were just...
Yeah.
It was weird because you, like, there's local home shows we get nervous for. It's just like, it's weird. But there it was just like fucking 20 minutes. We went all that way for 20 minutes, mind you. And we were just fucking switched on from the get-go. Walk out on stage like we owned the joint and fucking did what we always do every show. Maybe a little bit more.
I'll chime in.
We watched it start from about 250-odd people who sort of moved across from the headbanger stage that came across to us. By the end of the set, there was 2,500 people.
Fuck.
And I'll chime in. So just the sheer size of this stage was like phenomenal.
Yeah.
So the size of that is what a main stage over would be at Soundwave type of deal.
Yeah.
That's how big of a stage that we played on.
Yeah.
And then we went over to actually have a look at what the main stages were at Wakan, and it just made you go,
What is this?
You need like a golf cart to check your cap.
Dude, absolutely astronomically large setups, I can't believe. And the stage sound, how big was that? It was the first time we've ever played with, when you play a big stage, you get side filled. And it's like all the sound just straight on the side of you. It just made you go, what the hell is this?
Aside from us, like, all being in that same mindset and just fucking destroying, and we were feeding off each other. You can see in the footage, like, we could see, you know, touching each other's fucking elbows and hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Right fucking into it. But all the crew that was side of stage and backstage, if you're watching the footage when it comes out, you can see that sound guy is fucking into it. And the photographer down the front's fucking,
There's also a bloke picking his nose, that's one of my favourite. He's just in there just going.
In the background.
The one that gets me is the Left for Dead part. You see the cameraman off to the side, just like, he gets the face, he's like,
just grooving, stank face.
And it's like, I looked at him while he was doing it, while I'm playing, and I'm like, oh, we must be going all right. And then I see the footage, and I'm like, he was fucking frothing that shit.
He probably had earphones in, he was listening to like Daryl Braithwaite.
Yeah, it's like, he's like charging or some shit, you know, like.
On the horses, yeah.
Also, who has a no metal? Speaking of that, speaking of Daryl Braithwaite, we had a no metal rule on the bus on the way there, on the RV. We had no metal except for Electric Callboy. Yeah. Everything was just playlists of like Australian shit and ballads, you name it, anything but metal. And it was so refreshing. Anyway, just to go back.
It's good, man. As you can probably hear, we got some background noise. Like, it's just the love of the basement. We've done a bunch of interviews in here before. These mics pick up a little bit, but it's not too bad. So, if anyone's whinging about the background noise, it's just part of being a fucking live music venue.
Just listen harder.
So, you see all that. You see the crowd, everything like that. Did you have any like standout moments where you like, when you think back to it, you think about that specific point in the set?
I can probably speak because I like speaking. Just the sheer command you had over crowd.
Yeah.
Like, you do. You're trying to get people to, you know, like, oh, everybody, you know, put your hands in the air and go, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
But you did that over there, and every fucking person did it.
Instantaneous.
Yeah. Like, we did, you know, did some of that.
Did the wave your hands.
And everybody's doing it. Like, oh man, and like me doing cheers, cunt. Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was loud.
That's, you remember that? Yeah.
That was loud.
I can remember being there because I was like, I was looking out.
Oh, because you were there.
And yeah, we were I was in the crowd, and like this one, it's probably the one specific moment that stands out. Well, with the set, because for a while the adrenaline must have been flowing that hard. I didn't remember playing.
Yeah, really.
But now it's like, oh sweet, bit of fucking holiday, Green Day. Yeah.
Oh, continue the story.
Sorry, I was seeing it, and I'm like looking out, and I'm like, that crowd's fucking huge. I looked down for like half a song, just like, it was a bit of a hard bit of a song, my legs were a bit cramping. And then I looked up, and it was like the fucking beer garden, it was just up to our right. It's like that entire crowd had just come down, the crowd had doubled in the span of like 30 seconds.
Yeah, like Dan was saying.
And
yeah.
I was literally sitting there just like, oh, what the, like, that is, it still got no words for it, just how many people were there, you know? Like, obviously
people
weren't
checking for
crowd,
us.
But none of us had played the crowd that song.
And they came over because they were like, fuck, that sounds good. Yeah, that was the best thing.
I remember being so flabbergasted.
We didn't realise that back in the artist village, you know, where the Cure Switches and the Gingers and the Iron Maidens are hanging out, having a lunch and whatever, there's screens in the kitchen, behind the bar,
in the dressing room,
and they're live streaming us playing. So when we got back in that afternoon, we've got everyone coming up to us that are staff. Like, holy shit, you guys were fucking awesome. We were watching back here,
so
man.
We're
like, what?
Yeah,
and we all went and floated off.
Yeah, you came back by a head blimp.
Yeah, I gotta say though as well, like, it was one of the things, like, we've had, like, you know, stages around here in Australia with people running in front of you taking photos, and you get some awesome photos from shows and that sort of thing, but when you see a dude on a fucking swivel camera like this, going along in front of you,
the setup was fucking cool. Dan got all the fucking footage.
Cool, but I will never forget seeing Ben step over the fullbacks and go all the way out on that fucking, like, Backstreet Boys pier to the fucking crowd and get these ones going and shit.
Good.
And there's photos to just, like, that makes you do these ones when you see it.
Yeah.
It was special, man.
So good, man.
Nothing can explain that adrenaline rush that we just had, and we left that stage just... You can't top that unless you play Wacken again.
Yeah, because even if it is something similar, it won't be the same.
No, like, it's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Even if we went back 3, 4, 5 times, that
it won't be the first time.
And we weren't, even though it was still a competition, we didn't go on that stage to compete.
Yeah.
We just went on stage to do what
to
we
win.
Do. Yeah, we didn't go to compete, we went to win. We just went to fucking tear the shit apart.
Dude, and I have to tell you, I've got like a little bit of a history with the Wacken battle competition in Australia. So last time, when Like 'Em Throat Run won it,
good boys,
the Wolves.
I was in the car, my missus is driving, and I'm just checking my phone, and I seen that they won.
They won the heat here.
No, they fucking did not win. So this was the previous year before you guys, and I interviewed them, like, it's way back, I think, like, in the 40s. We're nearly at 100
in the
now.
1940s.
That's
what I heard.
In the 40s.
Your beard was only this big then.
Maybe it was cliche.
It was hard to talk about all the fucking myths and legends they sing about while they were still current events. But we did that interview, and then they won that, and then I was like driving, and my missus was driving, and I like started like getting like emotional, and she was like, "What's the matter? Is everything okay?" And I was just like, "Those guys just work so hard, man, you know, like," and she, like, we literally had like an emotional conversation that morning, and I was like, "Ah, it is what it is, you know, fuck it." And she was like, "But now you're fucking showing emotion?"
Yes!
Literally 12 months later, I went doing pretty much the same drive. We're going to the same event, and I see it come through, and I was just like, it's that time of year again. Time to shed a tear for the homies.
You feel the
bit. And it was just cool to see, like, you know, you guys, all the bands that go through and all the work you don't see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Whereas for the first time in all my years of doing band interviews and seeing bands, I actually know some of the work that goes into it, and it just goes to show how much it pays off. Like, I seen you guys playing Orange in like 2013 with Tensions Arise upstairs at the Occidental.
We went there in a fucking bus and I shared
a bed with another dude so that we could get a cheaper hotel.
Classic.
And then you guys are fucking from that to, like, when after the gig it turned into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And every cunt's in there like moose heads.
Yeah.
Like, from that to, like, now I'm watching you perform in front of thousands of fucking people in my bed wearing my pajamas.
Right.
And I'm like across the other side of the world.
Yeah, you're just as shocked as us.
You're preaching to the choir, dude. Like, that's fucking...
So, yeah,
we don't know how it fucking happened.
We stuck together long enough to fucking make it happen, and we enjoy it, have fun every time, and fucking we'll keep on going until we can't.
Yeah, one more thing to say.
Go for it.
The amount of steps we did in gumboots in the mud, by the way.
Yeah,
gumboots!
If you have
haven't. If we see gumboots, it's like some PTSD thing. It's like, take it away.
I'm gonna fucking
show
you all my health data.
Around in gumboots.
We got gumboots, guys.
40,000 steps.
We
were doing 40,000 steps a fucking day in gumboots.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Varken, the place, Varken's actually a town as well. And
I'm
you can
about
walk into the town.
People.
But dead set from above. The festival's about this big. The campsites grow like down here.
Is it like three provinces it takes over?
So if it's like if you go to this stage to see your band and you're like, oh fuck, it's not on that stage, it's on that stage, that could be like a half hour walk just to get there.
2 days later.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Oh,
so big. That's so fucking big.
And they've got like a Viking village, the Mad Max like wasteland village.
Yeah.
And we got photos of all those guys as well. And it's cosplay times infinity, man. It's like movie grade props and setups and stuff. It's not just the stages.
So
it's also
crazy.
We filmed everything. Hopefully we'll get it all fucking compiled into a little 18-minute fucking.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
It's only gonna be about 30 seconds of usable footage, but it'll still be there.
Just like this podcast.
So, dude, let's wrap it up with that. Thanks heaps for doing the full breakdown on the show.
Legend.
Love you guys being on the show.
Thank you for being here on time.
Yep.
Shout out to Ben.
Yeah, thanks. And also, shout out to Ben for cranking the Metalheads, Canberra Metalheads moss shorts on stage.
I had many a fucking, what is that on your pants?
I'm like, I don't know, it's Canberra's.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was super stoked to not only see you guys crush it, but be able to see the logo behind everything I've done, front and centre on this big stage. There's two spots that the logo for Canberra Metalheads has been that are in my top tier. The stage for Warken's number one, followed closely by in the basement of Hell of It, which is the record store that was owned by Euronymous from Mayhem.
I was on my way to kill
Euronymous. Wow.
I killed Euronymous.
Yeah, so, he didn't kill Tupac, though. That cunt got fucking done. But that's enough about rap. Let's close it up on metal. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Cheers for being on the show. And there's a deal that's available right now if you're watching this. If you buy a pair of Canberra Metalheads moss shorts, you need to be in XL, you get a free red deprivation t-shirt. That is the budget for the show. You can check that out on our eBay Mosh Pants store. And check out Deprivation. They'll be tagged in all of the posts. Cheers and
cheers. Cunt.
Thanks.
Cheers. Cross Futsa.
Let's close it out with the cheers cunt in German.
Cross Futsa.
Beatbox edition of Canberra Metalheads.
Deprivation.